Rumpole for the Defence by John Mortimer. Read by Bill Wallace. Rumpole and the Confession of Guilt. This morning a postcard, decorated with an American stamp and a fine view of the Florida freeways, put me in mind of the long, distant day when my son, Nick, first left these shores, leaving his mother and father staring at each other in wild surmise alone in our mansion flat in Froxbury Court, Gloucester Road. Nick had finished with Oxford and was about to take up the offer of a postgraduate course at the University of Baltimore, which would lead to his teaching sociology and eventually becoming the head of his department in Miami. Today's postcard was yet another invitation from our daughter-in-law, Erica, to hang up the wig, burn the archbold on criminal law, and retire to join Nick and his wife in the Sunshine State, where senior citizens loll on beaches and never is heard a discouraging word from the likes of His Honour Judge Bullingham. If the time for such an uprooting were ever to arrive, it had not come yet. I still have enough strength and health to totter to my feet to address the jury. Pomeroy's claret still keeps me astonishingly regular, and I am still more or less profitably engaged on the sort of work which I was doing in that far-off day when my son Nick first set off to seek a newer world and found a swimming bath, an outdoor cooking device, a carport for two motors, and my daughter-in-law, Erica. I also remember the day Nick left for America, because I was then defending a customer called Mr. Gladstone in an attempted murder case which depended, in the main, on his own confession of guilt. Mr. Gladstone was black. He lived in Brixton, and he was just 16 years of age.